Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Two Arab nations are joining with Islamic radicals. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, I'm watching one particular nation very closely. The closest neighbor would be Jordan, and now they are announcing they have aligned themselves with the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Well, there have been some very curious steps over the past couple of weeks by King Abdullah. I think it shows the desperation of the Jordanian government with their inability to respond to the COVID crisis, the economic crisis which has gripped the country. King Abdullah recently has not just been agreeing to sell Iranian oil through Iraq on the international market, but he has also been promoting Shia Islam in Jordan. A very, very bizarre thing for him to do. The king is apparently hoping to get some kind of financial assistance from Iran, but I really don't know what graveyard he's whistling past, because the Iranians themselves are dead broke. They can't even provide clean drinking water to the suburbs of Tehran. Farmers in Iran have been protesting for weeks and weeks because they don't have enough water for their crops. So I don't know what he thinks he's going to get from the Iranian regime, but I doubt it's going to be the billions of dollars in aid that he's hoping for.
Looks like we thought Islamic State was gone away, but now they are regrouping there in Iraq. Give us the latest.
Well, again, this is a story I've been reporting on the ground in Iraq in recent years. ISIS is still there. They're not there in any kind of form or numbers that they were before, but they're in the hinterlands. They're in the mountains. Recently, the Iraqi army has been chasing them. These are small groups of ISIS fighters, but they are still there. They have no caliphate. They don't command territory. They're on the run. They're in hiding, but they can still carry out small terrorist operations.
Ken Timmerman with details behind how Jordan and Iraq are joining forces with radical Islamists. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Both Jordan and Iraq are mentioned in the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. Ken mentioned Jordan in his report, which is described in Daniel chapter 11, verse 41, as Edom, Moab, and Ammon. These three biblical people groups in Old Testament times are what we know as modern-day Jordan. Ken also referred to Iraq, which in biblical times was Babylon. Both of these Arab states today play a key role in the prophetic scenario in the future. Jordan during the first half of the tribulation period, and Iraq as Babylon in Revelation chapter 18. God's plan for the future is ready to be played out today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...